Phew, finally done with the sweeping. As pretty as the falling leaves are, they get all over the shrine grounds. Ugh, and I have to wipe down the floors today. But, as a shrine maiden, I must try my absolute best to maintain the shrine and help the people in need. Much to do, much to do. Oh, a guest. Hello there. Is this your first time at our shrine? Oh, yes. My name is Lalta. I'm the shrine maiden here. Mm-hmm. And a fox boy. We've been caring and serving these shrine grounds for generations. Is there anything you need assistance for? A prayer? Sure thing. Lots of people come here to pray. I can take you inside? Here, let me light some incense for you. Hmm? Oh, you want me to fulfill your prayer? Sure. I'm no god, but if there's something that I can help you with, please, let me know. Wait a second. I don't think I can, do that for you. That's outside the rules of a shrine maiden. But I'm sure you can find those services in town. I apologize for my inability to help, but that's outside of my scope. On second thought, I think I can help. I just, will only be helping you relieve yourself. That's it, nothing more. How should we start this? Disrobing? You're right. Let me just, you're hard already. Of course I haven't seen another penis. I'm a shrine maiden. Our responsibilities lie outside of such perverse things. It's so meaty compared to mine. You want to see me naked too? No! A shrine maiden's body must remain modest. I guess that's true. I don't want any liquids splashing on my clothes. There. You're making me nervous with your stare. Don't stroke my ear. It's sensitive. Stop bullying me if you want me to fulfill your wish. No, that's not true. I'm only getting hard because you were stroking my ears and head. It's a normal bodily reaction. Stop it, perv. Just let me do my duty, okay? I'll relieve your sexual frustration as you prayed for. Now lie down on the tatami mat. Okay. Now I shall proceed. Their penis is huge. It's so hard in the way it throbs in my face. So thick. Pulsating with desire. And those massive balls. I bet there's so much semen churning in them. Stop thinking about it, Lalta. Just put it in your mouth. Oh, gods. I'm actually sucking you off. Of course I'm not enjoying it. I'm not a pervert like you. How do you taste? Salty, but a little sweet. Not like it tastes good or anything. Oh, fills my mouth up. My throat feels good. Well, I don't care if you're enjoying yourself. I'm just trying to get you to come as fast as possible. Deeper? I don't know if I can... Okay, fine. I can't help wagging my butt when I suck their dick. It's like I want inside of me or something. No, don't play with my ears. Feels so good. I'm getting my throat used by this stranger's cock. I can't believe this is happening. What? You want to put your cock in my ear? No, my ears are sacred, and I would never let your penis in it. You promise you'll come and leave after? Really? Pinky promise? Fine. Do it. I feel your gooey tip against my ear. Ugh, it feels so weird. So down. Your cock's going in my ear. Oh, so deep. So big. I feel it in my brain. Cock fucking my brain. Oh my god. So big. In my ear. Dick making me stupid, bugging my brain so good. Big dick inside me. I can't think. Deeper, I want your dick and me deeper. Dick, I love dick. I'm getting addicted to cock. Big cock and me. Yes, I love getting brain fucked. All I can think of is your cock. I'm going dumb for big cock. Yes, I want you to flood my brain with your cum. Cream pie my brain. Oh. Are your balls empty now? Good, I'm glad. I feel your cum getting my brain pregnant. Are you gonna come back again? Of course I'll keep fulfilling your wishes. I'll be eagerly awaiting your return.